This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamichhane with the news headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba instructs to monitor health standards and exams. Meteorological Forecasting Division says westerly wind likely to cause rain and snowfall. And first foreign aid plane arrives in Sri Kantunga. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba has instructed to monitor whether there is a social distance in the ongoing examinations of Tribhuvan University and whether there is sanitizer in the examination room or not. According to his secretariat, Prime Minister Deuba has instructed to monitor the colleges where the Tribhuvan University examinations are conducted today and to postpone the examinations for a few weeks if the preventive measures of COVID-19 are not followed. He directed all the district administration offices through Chief Secretary Shankar Das Bairagi to monitor the compliance of COVID-19 criteria in the examination. A meeting of the ruling coalition parties is taking place this afternoon in Balwatar to discuss the upcoming local level election and other issues. As per the discussion held in the meeting of the ruling parties held on Tuesday, the meeting will be held again today to discuss the date of the election. In today's meeting, the parties are preparing a rough outline for the local level, state assembly and federal parliament elections. The election commission has been urging the government to set a date for holding local elections in April. A total of 99 Nepali youth workers set out to Israel in the first phase as per the agreement related to temporary employment of Nepali workers in Israel. They traveled to Israel for employment on first-come, first-service basis as the Israel government had already issued visa for the purpose. After this lot, additional youth workers will go to Israel via two flights on 29th and 30th of January. All the services except emergency and maternity have been closed at Madhya Bindu District Hospital of Navparasi District. Information officer of the hospital, Chavilal Subedi, said all the services except emergency and maternity have been closed for 5 days after doctors and staff of the district hospital tested positive for coronavirus. He added the hospital has closed all the services for 5 days from today, while emergency, maternity, pharmacy and the emergency lab would remain open. A total of 23 health workers and staffs have tested positive for coronavirus at the district hospital so far. Coronavirus was confirmed on 11 health workers and staffs on Wednesday alone. The Nepal Oil Corporation, NOC, has increased the price of petroleum products. Prices of diesel, petrol and kerosene have increased rupees 3 per litre, while aviation fuel rupees 5. According to the new price adjustment list released by the state-owned trading enterprise that will come into operation at Wednesday midnight, diesel and kerosene are sold for rupees 122 per litre each and petrol rupees 139. However, price of cooking gas has been intact. Spokesperson Vinit Mani Upadhyay said, nevertheless, the NOC is incurring losses worth over rupees 1.8 billion every fortnightly despite price increment in petroleum products. The government has blacklisted 7 construction companies. Issuing a notice today, the Public Procurement Monitoring Office blacklisted the 7 companies, saying they failed to complete the development projects on time as per the contract. A meeting of the office held on Wednesday decided to blacklist the construction companies for 1 to 3 years, effective from as per Section 63 of the Public Procurement Act 2063. The blacklisted companies would not be allowed to participate in the purchase and construction services called by the government bodies in the blacklisted period. The westerly wind is likely to cause general changes in weather systems across the country for 3 days and also bring light rainfall in some mountainous areas and snowfall in the high hills and Himalayan region. According to Meteorological Forecasting Division at the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, Kathmandu has witnessed a fall in mercury with a foggy sky since early this morning. The division has urged one and all to adopt necessary alert measures as the temperature is likely to drop further with the chances of rainfall and snowfall. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. The first foreign aid plane has arrived in Tonga, carrying much needed water and supplies for the Pacific nation. New Zealand said its military plane landed at Tonga's main airport after workers cleared ash from the runway. Other planes and ships sent by New Zealand and Australia are on the way. Saturday's eruption of an undersea volcano and tsunami wave saw volcanic ash blanketing the islands, posing a serious health risk. At least 3 people have died and communications have been crippled, and Tonga has only just begun to re-establish global contact after 5 days cut off from the rest of the world. A thick layer of ash had covered the airport runway in the capital, preventing planes from landing. U.S. President Joe Biden has said he thinks his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin will move in on Ukraine but does not want full-blown war. Asked at a news conference about the threat of the Russian invasion, he said, "My guess is he will move in. He has to do something." Moscow denies planning to attack or invade but has built up its forces. It is estimated to have about 100,000 troops close to Ukraine's borders. White House officials later issued a statement clarifying the U.S. position after some reporters at the news conference questioned Biden about whether the U.S. would allow a small incursion into Ukraine following his comments. England's Plan B measures are to end from next Thursday, with mandatory face coverings in public places and COVID passports both dropped, Boris Johnson has announced. The Prime Minister also said the government would immediately drop its advice for people to work from home. The Prime Minister said England was reverting to Plan A due to boosters and how people had followed Plan B measures. At a Downing Street press conference, Health Secretary urged people to continue taking steps to keep the virus at bay, including hand washing, ventilating rooms and self-isolating if positive, and pressed those who were unvaccinated to come forward to get their jabs. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deuba instructs to monitor health standards in exams. Meteorological Forecasting Division says westerly wind likely to cause rain and snowfall, and first foreign aid plane arrives in stricken Tonga. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit our website www.onlinenepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.